Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
The right wing in this country wants a rematch of the Civil War. I want that to sit in right now because the President of the United States of America has declared war on the people of Chicago and people across America. And so whether it's the legal system, whether it's through executive order, or whether it's through the brave women and men who are serving as rapid responders, we literally have people who are volunteering in this city, on the southwest side, the northwest side, all over this city, to make sure that we're protecting children from being separated from their families. And we're talking about volunteers who are literally putting themselves at risk of being shot and killed by the federal government.
That's Brandon Johnson, Chicago mayor, and he's right. There is a war going on, but it's not between ICE and children. On the one side are Democrats and the cartel networks they've helped build up in their cities. On the other, the Trump-run federal government. Do you remember back in 2024, the stunning letter written to Speaker Mike Johnson, Chuck Schumer, and the Biden administration by former directors and assistant directors of the FBI? 10 of them signed it, warning about an unprecedented invasion on our southern border. It would be difficult to overstate the danger represented by the presence inside of our borders of what is comparatively a multi-division army of young, single adult males from hostile nations and regimes whose background, intent, and allegiances are completely unknown. Keep in mind, these guys who signed the letter, all from the FBI, they still have security clearances. They're still seeing intel. They wrote, in 2021, the demographics of those crossing our poor southern border started to shift. Before, they said, most of the people crossing our borders were what you would expect. Men, women, children. A mix that would reflect the general public. But in 2021, they say the demographics of those crossing the poor southern boundary started to shift. Young men from around the world traveling alone, holding questionable motivations, dramatically increased in number to become the most common profile of those breaching the nation's borders. A startling number have been found on the terrorist watch list or from countries designated as state sponsors of terror, distinctly unfriendly to the United States. Others, they said, had direct or indirect affiliations with internationally wanted criminal gangs and cartels. They write, by having a large number of young males now within our border who could begin attacking gatherings of unarmed citizens must be considered a distinct possibility. Now fast forward to the stunning headlines of just the last 2 days, and you can see the outlines of that war as a virtual army of hostile to Republicans in the American way of life. Young men take refuge, hiding behind Governor J.D. Pritzker and Mayor Brandon Johnson of Chicago, behind the Democrat Party, behind their street thugs and Antifa in Portland and Chicago. Listen to this from FBI Director Kash Patel on the size of the army of young, violent gangsters, illegal immigrants in just Chicago.
Places like Chicago. When I was there today with Todd, we learned that the Chicago city streets have 110,000 gang members. That's right. You heard me right. They had 1,200 shootings this year alone, 360 homicides. When politicians choose to side with those metrics and not their citizenry, thank God we have President Trump and this Department of Justice and this FBI going in there.
The evidence of this partnership through no less than the pre-Trump FBI is everywhere. Fox News, January 27th, 2024. Mexico demands answers amid the flood of U.S. military-grade weapons to drug cartels, helping the cartels outgun the Mexican government. And again, these are military-grade by contractors who are only allowed to make them for the military. Yet in the Biden regime, they flooded into Mexico. Remember, back in 2011, this headline from Fox News, America's third war. The U.S. cut a deal with the Sinaloa cartel, say court documents. This was stunning. The allegations came to light during the trial of Vicente Zambada Niebla, a top-ranking cartel boss. In it, it was described how no less than the FBI under Barack Obama and the DEA had financed and armed the Sinaloa cartel through Operation Fast and Furious. They'd protected their drug and human smuggling routes, let them run wild, including into the U.S. When Fox News asked the FBI about this, incredibly, they didn't deny it, but said the deal was part of a divide and conquer strategy, where in return, Sinaloa would turn in their rival drug gang leaders or something. Folks, I'm here to tell you, Sinaloa would have done that for free if they thought they could get them rounded up and cleared out of the territory. This was something different. This was what Ken Paxton, Attorney General of Texas, had been warning about forever. They were building permanent smuggling routes and merging with the cartels. Well, those cartels have now gotten the word that the FBI don't play that anymore. As it turns out, it was always easy to sweep up these cartel leaders and gang members if you had the will to do it and enough control over the FBI and the Department of Homeland Security to pull it off. In his last term, Trump didn't. This term, well, just one headline from today, folks, shows you where we are. FBI, LAPD bust violent Mexican mafia-linked gang. The era of cartels is over. The Mexican mafia, a cartel out of Mexico, was operating out of San Pedro. Federal officials this morning said the takedown hit the gang with roughly, listen to this, 500 members spread across six cliques that paid taxes to Mexican mafia bosses. They even took down their war room, a nest loaded with automatic weapons. Sinaloa seems to have gotten the message that real Americans are running the government now, not Democrat criminals. And they're playing hardball. Listen to this. The Sinaloa cartel, this just broke this morning, is threatening to target and kill American citizens in popular tourist spots in Mexico like Cabo and Baja California in response to raids and seizures by Kash Patel. The cartel unfurled a banner in Little Baja specifically addressed to FBI Director Kash Patel, where gunmen, they say, left the two banners signed by the Los Chapitos. The banners claim that starting on Sunday, they will be targeting U.S. citizens in Mexico in response to recent raids and weapon seizures. Folks, we've never seen this. The Sinaloa cartel, again, a product. It was literally built by the FBI, I believe, during the Biden and Obama era for the purpose of human trafficking in a whole shadow nation of voters. We've never seen the Sinaloa cartel threaten Americans openly like this. And the reason is they're realizing the days of merging with the Democrats, getting free weapons, getting support, maybe even getting military grade weapons that the Mexican government complained they couldn't go up against, those days are over. Folks, we're going to see a real war.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
And what we're actually going to see is how dug in they are. Not just Sinaloa, but all of them. That 110,000 illegal immigrant gangster, I don't even know what to call it, in Chicago. It's not just one cartel or one gang. It's literally an army of young men. No, they don't answer to a central commander, but they're all executing the will of their bosses. Which is how you got to a first on American soil with Border Patrol Sector Chief Greg Bovino threatened with death. Folks, the reason that you haven't seen this before, and especially not these, you know, threats against high-ranking border officials, is because until now, the FBI, the Democrat Party, was in a silent partnership with them. They wouldn't do that. It would have harmed their mutual interest. Now, on yesterday's podcast, I told you about how there was a $2,000 reward for information on Bovino and a $10,000 reward for his death. Well, the mainstream media mistranslated this. The $2,000 reward wasn't for information on his location. It was for extracting information from him after his kidnapping. By the way, the bounty was put on him in writing. They have screenshots of the text sent to the Latin Kings Mexican gang in Chicago. Listen to Greg Bovino talking about what this means, because he's right. We've never seen this before. He's the guy they tried to kill, and folks are still trying to kill. I mean, that bounty is still active, even if the illegal immigrant gang member who made it is in federal custody.
There's going to be more incidents just like this, because it's a war zone out there. Secretary Noem mentioned a bounty on the heads of federal agents. That $2,000 to kidnap, $10,000 to kill senior Border Patrol officials and senior ICE officials here in Chicago. Now, what happens between the kidnapping and the killing portion? That's something out of a third world country. Is this America?
He's talking about being tortured, which is clearly what the Latin Kings gang leader was calling for and wanted to pay for. Bovino was stunned to find that this bounty had been put on him by an illegal immigrant.
That was an illegal alien that was comfortable enough living here in the United States, an illegal alien gang member, to put a bounty out like that. And when we look at what the governor or the mayor are talking about, they are the reason that gang members feel comfortable enough to do something like that. It is indeed emblematic of what our brave law enforcement officers and agents are facing across the nation.
Folks, the Democrats' panic is rising. As folks, by the way, another 100,000 illegal immigrants have self-deported just in the last two, almost 3 weeks. for a total of 2.1 million deportations in the first nine months of the Trump administration. It's accelerating. 400,000 of them, actually almost 500,000 now, are deports by ICE. The rest are self-deports. The Democrats see that, and so do the cartels, that Trump is ripping out these networks. They're not going to survive past him by digging into these sanctuary cities. And let me warn you, it's going to get incredibly violent as they're figuring out the jig is up. Don't forget that our border is now militarized. They can't get back in. There are tanks and armored vehicles on that border. And as you can see here, the Democrats have spent, since Obama was in office, arming, funding, and building these networks with these cartels, with these violent gangs. The task of removing them just from Chicago is daunting. Again, 110,000 in that city. But, Bovino says, look what they've done in just the last month.
When we talk about those bad people and bad things that are no longer walking the streets, almost 1,500 apprehensions in a month. A majority of those 1,500 are some extremely bad individuals, whether it's child rapists, trained Aragua gang members, terrorists, honest to goodness terrorists on the terrorist screening database, and many others. Those folks oftentimes are walking with impunity on the streets of Chicago. And that's why we're here. That's why we have this federal response here, is to take care of that. When our local elected politicians won't do the job, we will.
Democrats clearly envisioned a future much like Mexico now, where their political rivals would simply be assassinated for daring to run against them while not on a cartel payroll. But I want to address the big lie here. Democrats keep saying Trump's militarizing our cities. He's sending in Border Patrol. He's sending in ICE. Here's Democrat Governor J.B. Pritzker telling a version of this lie.
Well, the broader goal, I believe, is the militarization of major American cities before the 2026 elections. They have dressed ICE and CBP in fatigues, put them in military gear, including with automatic weapons, and had them marching up and down major streets in downtown Chicago. It's a signal that they're trying to send. They think they can get people used to the idea. And next year, I fear that what they're going to do is deploy these folks eventually to polling places and say they're protecting the vote.
The big lie there is that ICE and Border Patrol have been unleashed for the first time on Democrat cities, that they've never deported illegals before. What does liberal Google's AI say about that? Not true. ICE has had a building and been operating in Chicago since 2003. That's after the Homeland Security Act of 2002. Now, all that did really was change the name of ICE. Before that, it was called the INS. Now it's called ICE. But it's the same guys doing the same stuff. How long did Google say the INS has been in Chicago enforcing immigration law and deporting people? That's since 1933. I put a screenshot in the sources section for this podcast, you can see, from Google. So they're telling the left so they'll rise up violently. This is a military invasion. It's not. Nothing has changed in 100 years, except one thing. The ICE building itself, before it would have been INS, is under violent siege by the left. ICE agents are under violent siege by the left. That's all that's changed. If that stopped and they were able to go about their business, well, there wouldn't be any need for the Texas National Guard. Republican Senator Eric Schmidt tried to explain this to the Democrats in a Senate hearing yesterday.
What's happening with the assault on ICE officers is truly shocking. Deportations are nothing new. Bill Clinton deported 12 million people. 12 million people. You didn't see this. The radicalization that's happened on the left that plays out with political violence is real.
And so much of it is based on misinformation and manipulation. By the way, if you Google, as I did yesterday, did Bill Clinton deport 12 million people? The answer is kind of. He actually deported 1 million people. The other 11 million, he had a program where when they caught you at the border, get this, they actually repelled you. Shocking. Yeah, Bill Clinton, by the way, his policies on the border were remarkably similar to Trump's. But what they would do, if you would agree to deportation, then you wouldn't have a hearing, meaning you could still apply to come through the front door later without having been deported, which would have, you know, negated you. You wouldn't have been able to get a visa or you know, like a green card to come here if you'd been deported, so that you could agree to deport yourself. And they'd make sure you flew out or rode out on a bus. But you would not have a formal deportation hearing. So that's what the 12 million are. But he did actual border security instead of just letting them all in like Joe Biden, giving them a notice to appear and 6 million of them a social security number in violation of the law and then letting them go. So that's the difference there. What the Democrats started doing under Biden is truly new, not the idea of immigration enforcement. So in answer to Mayor Brandon Johnson's question in the beginning of this podcast about us being in a civil war, we are. The Democrats imported an entire shadow nation to replace us, outvote us, and kill and fight us in the streets if necessary. And they strongly object, it seems, to that being dismantled. Finally, who exactly are these 110,000 gangsters in Chicago? Senator Ted Cruz brilliantly explained this on Fox News yesterday. They're the final mile in the human trafficking route that Kamala Harris and Joe Biden built.
I joke that Biden did something I used to think was impossible. He made me miss Barack Obama. Mm. But he actually deported millions of people. When it came to immigration, in many ways, he followed the law. What Joe Biden and this White House did, there's no precedent for a president that says, to hell with the law, we're just going to let everyone go. And Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they were the last mile of the human trafficking network. And it was literally every single day a different American was murdered, a different woman was raped, a different child was assaulted by illegals they released. And not a Democrat has changed course. Instead, what do? You have Democrat senators fly down to El Salvador to have daiquiris with MS-13 human traffickers. And instead, they demonize ICE and demonize law enforcement.
Battleground America with Tara Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So baseball fans are connected to the fall classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.